at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. We got a DM from Ryan, who's realized something about himself.
Yeah, he says, hey there, Ben and Kelly. Moved to Louisville a few years ago. Really enjoyed listening to your show.
Thank you.
Keeps me company on my long commute. Now, before I make a fool of myself, I figured I'd ask you all, LOL.
All right. Come on.
Anyway, I'm single and have had a work wife at the office over the past couple of years.
Okay.
Yes, she's married.
Oh.
Has kids.
Oh.
But when we started working from home during COVID, I realized how much I missed her.
Sure.
Now we're back at the office. I've realized that she means more to me than I ever thought she did.
Aw.
In fact, I might be in love with her.
Aw.
Yes, I know she's married. But I also know her marriage isn't great. And they're basically together for the kids.
Okay.
She keeps telling me that as soon as the kids are grown, they're going to get divorced. I know it's messy. But YOLO, right?
What is this guy?
Would it be the worst idea in the world to tell her that I've fallen in love with her and want to start dating?
Wow.
Should I share those feelings with her and ask her out? Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll be listening.
Ryan! Rye! Big Ryan! Big Ryan's got some big feelings.
Big feelings.
He's got some big feelings.
Big
and
feelings.
You know, they, hey, okay, so I guess it sounds like that they haven't necessarily done anything that's scandalous at work.
No.
He just really, she's a companion. They're friendly with each other. She kind of tells him about the messy details of her life, because maybe she doesn't have someone who she can vent to. So she vents to
Ryan.
Yeah. So she vents to Ryan and she's like, oh, my dumb husband, blah, 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 this. I'm sure we're only together for the kids, yada, yada, yada. I don't know why I gave her a smoker's voice, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate that was, but sure. One interpretation.
Yeah, Ryan, you know, as soon as these kids are grown and give them another 15 years or so, I'm going to leave this chump. And I'm going to be on my own and I'll be free for once.
Again, we don't necessarily know if she returns the feelings.
I think probably there's something there. Because I don't know if she's just telling all these random details about her relationship to someone that she doesn't really care about. I mean.
Right. But there's a difference between like friend confidants and someone that she might also have feelings for.
Well then, Ryan, YOLO, man. Why don't you just say, "Hey, you know, I love you."
We have to weigh the risks. Like, if she doesn't return the feelings,
I mean, hey, look at me. I have said, and we've said on the show before, you got to let that stuff play out, and then be there when everything falls apart. And then maybe you can be that person that she is interested in after the fallout.
Which
but don't be the reason
the
of the fallout.
Kids are grown, which we don't know how old the kids are right now, but it sounds like it might be a while.
Yeah, and I don't think Ryan's ready to wait.
I don't think he's ready to wait. He's
Ryan's
on the
like,
cusp. He's
I'm ready
looking
to,
at his future.
I'm ready to be stepdaddy.
Oh,
let's
wow.
go.
Oh, it's a lot. But so if he works with her closely, that could make some real big problems at the office if, again, she's not ready to pull the trigger, leave her marriage for Ryan.
Yeah, you know? Yes, I know, but okay, so he asked, would it be the worst idea in the world to tell her I've fallen in love with her?
Well, it's kind of one of those you don't go back. After you admit something,
this
like
is a rom-com. I mean, I swear there are 1,000 different movies that have had this exact same situation play out.
Oh, 1,000%. But so here's the thing, though: like, is there a way to test the waters without fully admitting how you feel to see if maybe she might feel the same way before blurting all of it out.
Maybe just start tossing the word love around, but not like, I love you. Like, oh, I love
when you
being around
that.
You when you say those sort of things. I love that perfume you wear. I love the way you did your hair. So shiny and bouncy. I love that top you're wearing. Is it new?
Do they go and get lunch together? Like, maybe are there like non-verbal cues he can pick up? Like, is she
like
flirting?
Touch her arm?
Right. Or, yeah, is there flirting happening? Can he sense pick up any flirting?
I think if Ryan, we don't know Ryan from Adam. So I don't know if he is completely seeing a one-sided situation and going, I think I love her. And we're like,
yeah,
going, go for
I'm
it.
That's what I'm trying to determine.
And
like, I think it's less of a risk if you feel like she feels the same way. But how do we figure that out without completely outing ourselves
Listen,
with the feelings?
I want to hear the story of when you cross that bridge with a coworker.
I love you.
I love you.
Do you feel the same way? You leave your spouse.
How did you do it? How did you do it? I want to hear that. All right. 502-795-1997. So Big Rye. Ryan, you realized he has real feelings for his work wife who happens to be married and has kids. Now, however, he seems to think that she's just waiting around until the kids are grown and then she's going to get a divorce. So,
which could be in a while.
Yeah, we don't know how long that is.
We don't know the ages of the kids. It sounds like maybe it's going to be a while, though.
Right. So Ryan's like, should I shoot my shot? Should I just tell her that I love her and I want to date her and see where that goes? And be the reason that maybe she escalates the whole...
The timeline of her divorce?
Right, exactly.
We don't know if she's confiding in him just as a friend because he's there and that's convenient and she's got no one else, or if she might return the feelings.
Right.
Got a text message. I was my now fiance's boss.
Mm.
He texted me one night around 2 a.m. confessing all of his feelings for me.
Oh.
After talking for a month or two to figure out if it was something to actually pursue, I talked to my boss and he told us we couldn't work together. My fiance got a new job. 2 years later, we're engaged and have a sweet baby boy.
Ah, so that's a success story. So
that's team shoot your shot.
That is definitely team shoot your shot.
I'm not sure if 2 a.m. we call and confess the feelings.
I mean, what a better time.
What if the husband answers?
Well, then you go, can you put your wife on? Andrew, the love doctor, who calls our show all the time, he texts and he just says, OMG, no!
Yeah.
Swifty Kim says, look, no one wants to play games. He should just drop hints that he's interested. But not as long as she's still in that marriage. He doesn't want to be the homewrecker. But he would like to see where things go. So from there, maybe she's just looking for a reason to leave.
Okay, so maybe she's telling him to maybe test the waters to see if he might be a reason to leave?
I mean, that's kind of what you said earlier, where you were like, you know, we need to kind of test the waters and see if that's reciprocated and see if she wants to up the timeline. Now, Jared says, look, hard no, you tool. You're the reason men and women coworkers end up with drama at home and at work. All right. Thanks, Jared.
He says send a bunch of money to Russia to get a mail order bride. Jared, that's not helping.
So then we get this message, and I'll keep her anonymous. She said this happened recently. Our work team is absolutely great, and I can say that we're all friends. We hang out outside of work. There's about 7 of us, and we're all around the same age. I'm 29. The other day, we go for drinks. And it was after midnight. There were 3 of us left. And then one of my coworkers started to say that he was having second doubts about his girlfriend of 10 years.
Oh.
And he was visibly upset. And we encouraged him, hey, confide in us. And then he dropped the bomb. He turned to me and said he'd fallen in love with me. It was completely out of the blue. I was taken aback. I also have a boyfriend that I love, and we live together, and my coworker also knows that. I think he regretted it immediately because he started apologizing like 5 minutes after. And we really haven't seen a whole lot of each other since and have kind of avoided each other in the office.
Oh, so, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an example on the other end.
Yeah, that's
of
kind of
the
other end. Yeah. So,
that's the risk.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, she wasn't even married. And yeah. She still was. Now, granted, she was not like, I'm just waiting for an excuse to leave, but.
Right, which kinda, I love that you're committed to that voice for the other person in this story.
Hey, Ryan, hey. I tell you what. Hang on, do you have a lighter? I'm gonna smoke two cigarettes at once.
You've given her a habit too in this yeah. scenario.
So all I need is just one reason to drop that good for nothing father of my
like
kids.
A bad habit.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe it's not. He again, we go back to, would it be the worst idea in the world to tell her I've fallen for her? Yeah, maybe we still, again, we drop the hints and we say just, hey, you know, I really like hanging out with you. I love
or,
that.
Or maybe you ask her, all right, is there any, like, scenario that would make you leave him now as opposed to waiting?
You mean, like, the next time she brings up something like that?
Right, yes. Maybe that's when you, like, so why are you committing to just being miserable if you're going to want out of this relationship? Why not just do it now? It's hard for the kids, but is it going to be even harder for them to see you miserable?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that and say, you know what? I've actually got, I've researched papers, divorce papers, and so here, I printed them off.
I decided to go ahead and draw them up for you.
I'm not legal counsel, but...
Nope.
I am a notary public, so I could at least notarize it. Anyways. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Ryan, I don't know if this is necessary, maybe a good idea or not, probably not the best idea, but as you said,
I don't
YOLO.
Think that we just go forward like bulldozing ahead with the whole, hey, I love you. Do you love me back? Do you want to leave your husband?
Right.
Maybe we don't say it like that, but maybe we test the water. We keep digging into her situation to see if maybe there might be any sort of reciprocated feelings and if she might consider leaving her marriage. First.
Again, Andrew the love doctor is texting us again. Ben, Kelly, just no! All right, whatever. All right, there you go. Ryan, hopefully that helps or just makes everything more confusing.
But keep us posted.
Yeah, for sure. Keep us posted.